Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Listen, a chip party is being thrown at a business. You know, I'm talking about potato chips. I'm talking about computer chips being injected in people's hand. And they're wearing T-shirts that says, "Do you have a chip?"
I mean,
think about
chipped.
This. Matter of fact, you're seeing it on the screen right here. Look at this right here. They're throwing a party. A company is throwing a party, John, about let's just celebrate going ahead and taking the chip. This is so important because first you got to see this. Watch this.
Every good party needs chips, right? But these just happen to be microchips. Wisconsin software company Three Square Market throwing a party to implant microchips in workers' hands. More than 40 people signed up. They say it only felt like a quick sting. Now those employees can open doors, log into computers, even buy snacks with a wave of a hand. You know, just easy as that. The company is the first in the U.S. to offer the microchip program.
It's amazing. Like, you think this will never happen. They're actually celebrating it happening. And Elon Musk, the founder of SpaceX and Tesla and all, he said, listen, we're already cyborgs already. We have our devices. Why not just go ahead and implant it inside of you? But let me tell you what the book of Revelation, which talks prophetically about years ago before there was any computers or anything, that God talked about this day where we're moving in. He talks about it's about an economy. A beast economy, a satanic economy that has to do with tracking people, how they buy and how they sell. And these are tracker chips.
Yes, they
are. What does Revelation chapter 13 say, John?
The second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast so that the image could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark.
Has to do with business.
Which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. That number is 666, Revelation 13, 15 through 18.
So years and thousands of years ago, this was prophesied on the Isle of Patmos to a disciple of Jesus, John, and God told him about this day was going to come. And he said there's going to be a day that'll be just like this. So this chip party, look at this chip party again where you're seeing them, you know, celebrate. Do you have the chip? They're actually talking about you have the chip. Welcome to the chip party. And what they're really saying, we're going all in.
Wow.
And the thing about it is that, you know, I don't know who's running the company today, but in the future, God's telling us prophetically, and prophecy is history in advance. God's telling us. So this is what the Word of God says. It requires wisdom. Now, Google and places like that, you can search for knowledge. That is not wisdom. That's knowledge. Hey, knowledge is great. But knowledge alone makes you think you got everything figured out.
Word of God talks about it. A prophetic dream as well, too?
Yes.
About the board and about this number?
Well, actually, I was in this particular, this is prophetic encounter with God and, you know, how that happens in your dreams, your sleeps. Mm-hmm. And so he's showing me, I'm in this business, and this particular business has all these little pods where everybody's working out of these different little office squares or whatever. And everybody's just entering in all this information on everyone. And this data, social security number, date of birth, where you live at, all the DNA stuff, about everything about
this
you.
This is a dream.
This is a dream. And all of a sudden, it just came to me in this huge place, complex. And everybody couldn't talk to each other, but everybody had their own little bulletin board there. And I realized, the Lord showed me, this is about this Revelation prophecy.
Wow.
This is the mark of the beast. So what I did is I got up on my whiteboard that everybody could see, and I wrote on the board what this really was. And I wrote, and the number of his name is 666. Mm. This is where we are. That this is the thing. It requires wisdom. Don't panic. God told us this is going to happen. You got to know who your Lord is. You got to know who your God is. Who is Jesus to you? You know, is he a teacher? Is he just a prophet? Or is he the Son of God? Are you abiding with him? This is what Jesus says in the Gospel of John in the 15th chapter. He just says, this is not going to work if you don't abide with me. But if you hang out with me, if you spend time with me, I'll lead you. I'll guide you. Revelation talks over and over again. Those who hear my spirit and follow my spirit, that's Jesus leading us, you'll be taken care of. But a lot of people want to abide, but they just don't know how to do it. Mm. So what we've done, and people all around the world are taking advantage of this, we have an online course for you. It's totally free. You can sign up for it right now. It's at iabide.org. iabide.org. You're seeing it right here. You go there, fill out that simple little request, and it'll come to you in your email right away, and you can begin to abide with the Lord. Listen, we're not talking about religion here. We're talking about you got to get in right relationship. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice and follow none other, which means you follow Jesus. And he loves you. He wants to talk with you. He has great success in store for you. He'll walk you through, and we have a billion soul harvest coming of people coming
That's
to the
right.
Lord. But you want to be a part of gathering the harvest, not a part of being harvested and coming in. And you can do that by getting a personal abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, if you don't know him, if you don't know the Lord, you know, we shared our stories how we met God through his son, Jesus Christ. Just to kind of let you know, you know, we're people just like you. We've got a journey just like you. We just kind of shared some of our story. And it's at meetmyfather.org. meetmyfather.org. You got to go there and kind of find out our stories and share your story with us. But if you make Jesus Christ your Lord of your life, it lets you find out how to get connected and get rightly related. And you can let us know you found Jesus. You made him the Lord of your life. It's so exciting about that. And I just think about this, too. Coming up in our future program, there was a radical ISIS Islamic terrorist. And she hated anybody who wasn't Muslim. And she hated everything. She hated herself. And she wanted to see violence happen to people. But then she felt she met Jesus Christ. And she met him. When she met him, she fell in love with God and found out God was in love with her. And her whole life has totally changed. Listen, I don't care what you've done. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. And you can go to meetmyfather.org and find out how we met him so you can make him the Lord of your life too. This is just, I'm just very encouraged. So let us know. Comment below. Write. Call us. You know, spend time. Just, you're part of our community. We want to walk this out. You're not. This is one thing she said. She was all alone after making Jesus the Lord of her life because her family rejected her. But if you're part of the tribe, the VFNKB tribe, I don't care where you are in the world. We have, you know, sisters and brothers in Africa, we in Australia,
everywhere.
United Kingdom, Israel, all over the world.
Everywhere,
you
yes.
know, and just be a part. We're going to walk this out together. The Lord showed us that he's calling 60 million
to
be in our tribe. 60 million. Isn't that awesome? Imagine how we can encourage each other and be a part. I know we got to go to this. We're coming to an end of the program here. I want to be able to pray with you. But write to us. Let us know about your feelings towards us and how exciting this is. And don't go to no chip party unless it's potato chips.
No, that's right.
I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we just thank you for our tribe. We thank you for our community. And we just bless them right now, Father God. We pray for that young man and young woman who never explored Jesus. But Lord, you would begin to have them put a passion on their heart to explore you and to find you. And she went to read the scriptures where to find out how she can put you down, but she found out how you picked her up, God. And we thank you for that, Lord. Put a hunger in their heart to read the word, God. Lord, we pray right now for those people taking the chip, Lord, that you give them wisdom not to do that, Father God. And Lord, we just decree and declare even now that abortion has ended in America.
Yes.
We decree and we declare that revival is coming to, is here in America. And we declare and decree, as you said, after the 10 months of turmoil, that we're going to have 3 years of peace. And we declare that peace over America. And we declare a third great awakening in Jesus' name. Amen. God
Amen.
Bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.